So tell me, Pilar, do you have any plans for the weekend? Perhaps you're going for a walk in the countryside? No? Okay. Well, what are you doing? Anything? Are you doing anything at all? You're not going to do anything. You're not going to go for a walk, no. Oh, well, never mind. Okay, well, I can't help you. I was going to give you some tips. Well, not tips, but sort of suggestions on things to do. No, not interested, she says. Okay, well, your loss, I'm afraid. Can I do a little wrap-up now of our sort of Twitter from today? Because we've had all kinds of bits and pieces going on. And I just want to sort of finish a few things off, tie up a few sort of loose ends sort of thing. There was a thing that was mentioned I came across about the DeLoreans that were, one of them was used in the Back to the Future film. And it, obviously, they were made in Northern Ireland and they cost the British taxpayer 80 million quid to make them. But they were commercially a disaster, and no one bought one, or not many of them were bought. And it was terribly embarrassing, and that was the end of that. And I had to make the comment that I'd have thought that once the film became a blockbuster, everyone would want to buy a DeLorean, but no, didn't happen. So that's a bit of a shame, isn't it? And they were talking on Sky News about the way the Liberal Democrats haven't done very well, and the Lib Dems in the Barnsley by-election, they got a kicking, apparently. So I had to sort of reply that it's because they're rubbish, which I think they are. I think the Lib Dems are totally hopeless. And they came sixth below the UK Independence Party and the far-right BNP. So they are totally... I feel sorry. If you are a Liberal Democrat Member of Parliament, I feel sorry for you. Anyway, moving on from that. There's a nice little Twitter page run by the Liverpool Echo newspaper just about the Beatles. It's Liv Echo Beatles. That's the Twitter handle. And they wanted to know if we should forgive Ringo for what he said, or rather didn't say, because he was used to launch the Liverpool Capital of Culture thing in 2008, and then when he went on to Jonathan Ross, he made rather flippant comments in response to a question which was basically inviting him to say something nice about Liverpool. And he was asked by Jonathan, so blah blah blah, do you miss Liverpool? And his response was, no. Like that. Maybe he was trying to be funny, trying to be whatever. I don't know. Don't care. But on this little page thing, should we forgive him? So I had to comment. I couldn't hold my tongue on this one. I had to say, no, we can't forgive him. Well, not for his drumming, anyway. well, okay. For the quality of his drumming skills, yes, I said. Well, I'm not too sure what the question was, but that's that was my answer. Can I have a look, see what the question was? Oh, does he need to say sorry? Okay, yes. So for the quality of his drumming, yes. Okay, there we go. Okay, so glad I got that off my chest. I feel so much better now, you see. Now I've done that. And what else has happened? Well, got a few things going on here. We were tweeting with Kez. Kez started an audio boo because I said I think everyone should have an audio boo. I think we should all. I'm trying to start a revolution here. And Kez is from a place, is that right? You're from a place called Sybil Headingham, or you're living in a place called Sybil Headingham or something. But it's a real place. Okay. And you're from a place where they used to do things with witches or something. the bits of information I have here, it's too much information I've got here, I think. Okay, so I need to do some research on the thing with the witches. This is our little audio boo.